Super Bowl Gold, subtitled 50 Years of the Big Game, is a substantial coffee table book about the nation's biggest game, if what the Super Bowl has become can still be called a game. Yes, I know the Super Bowl is 4 weeks away, but it's never too early to talk about it, especially if you get to do that with one of the game's longtime chroniclers. Sports Illustrated senior writer Peter King wrote the foreword to this large and colorful volume, and he joins me. Welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill. Really appreciate that.
You have been present for 31 of the 49 Super Bowls, and when you mention that statistic to Larry Jacobson or Tom Henschel or Don Christman, they probably say, oh, yeah, big deal. Explain, please.
Well, there's a bunch of guys who've been to every game. They're just fans, and the NFL, I think they treat these guys with a lot of respect because they were the great customers when they were dying for customers. There's an incredible picture in this book of Super Bowl I taken from ground level. Mm-hmm. And you look at the stands, there's just wide swaths of empty seats and people in the LA Memorial Coliseum just almost sunning themselves.
You recalled another moment from Super Bowl XXX. Super Bowl 30 was actually one of my favorites in the little bit that you wrote for the book. After the game, I guess you happened to be near enough to Steelers coach Bill Cowher to overhear his conversation with his daughter.
Well, that was the most touching moment I've witnessed. One of their daughters, he had three kids. She was very upset that Pittsburgh and their dad had lost to the Dallas Cowboys. And so she comes over, and you could tell she's trying to keep it together, but she's so, so sad. And Cowher just envelops her in his arms. And he goes, honey, it's okay. It's a football game. It's all right. We're all going to be okay. Don't worry. It's all right.
One of my favorites among your personal memories regarding the Super Bowl relates to Super Bowl XXII, that would be Super Bowl 22, where you ran into Joe DiMaggio and you asked him about Marilyn Monroe.
This is an incredible story. Games in San Diego. I fly from Newark to LAX, and then I'm going to get on a puddle jumper, LAX to San Diego, you know, 30-minute flight if that. So I get off the plane and I walk into the boarding area, and there is, in a beautiful, pristine, pressed gray suit, black patent leather shoes, looking just like Mr. Coffee. There he is, Joe DiMaggio. And I could not believe that Joe DiMaggio was sitting in the airport waiting to board a puddle jumper. Shouldn't he have like a Greek chariot with people feeding him grapes and everything? But there he was. And what happened was he had his force field up. He didn't want to talk to anybody. And somebody came up to him and asked him for an autograph. He was really bothered by it. So what happened was I just went up to him. My name's Peter King. I'm a sports writer. I'm going to the Super Bowl. And if you want me to, I'll shoo people away for you. And he goes, yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. And then we got to talking. After a while, I just said, you know, I mean, I've always been fascinated with Marilyn Monroe. I said, you know, what kind of person was she? And you could tell, you know, he's thinking to himself, this idiot is asking me about Marilyn Monroe. And he just said, fine girl, just a fine person. Very nice. And I said, oh, great. So we got on the airplane, and I was going to talk to him all the way to San Diego, but he fell asleep as soon as he sat down, or maybe pretended to fall asleep because he didn't want to talk to me anymore. But anyway, that was one of the fun travel notes of my times covering Super Bowls.
We have identified the Super Bowls we've been discussing with Roman numerals. Why won't the next one be Super Bowl L?
It should be. I hate the Roman numerals. You know why? Because when you say, you know, who won Super Bowl XLIX, I don't know what that is. I have to look in a book to find out what Super Bowl XLIX. But in this particular case, the NFL basically said, we don't want the people looking at this saying Super Bowl loser. Mm. So they make it Super Bowl 50. Next year, please, please make it Super Bowl 51. Drop the Roman numerals stuff. Because the new generation has absolutely no idea what Roman numerals mean.
The NFL playoffs begin this weekend, and there's lots of time between Super Bowl 50 on February 7th and now. But which teams would you like to see play in that game?
I'd love to see Carolina and New England, just because Carolina would really love to test itself against the New England Patriots. On the other hand, Carolina has been the best and most consistently good team in the NFL all season. I think they deserve it.
Sports Illustrated senior writer Peter King wrote the foreword for Super Bowl Gold, 50 Years of the Big Game. Peter, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.